Well, I'm excited about teaching today. I'm looking forward to wrapping up this frequency series. I have enjoyed teaching the last few weeks about getting dialed in, about getting tuned in to what God is saying. We want 2021 to be a God-filled year, a spirit-filled year, an impactful year in our lives, and putting God first and making sure that we're hearing His voice is absolutely critical to my spiritual success. We know there is much noise. There are many competing voices, but we have to hear God's voice so that we can have direction and we can have guidance and we can have clarity in our lives. So the big idea for the last few weeks has been the example of the AM radio and trying to get dialed in, trying to get tuned in, and often there is static. I was traveling with my family here just a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to find, as I was heading south into Florida, I was on AM radio and I was trying to find a particular program. I couldn't find it. I was traveling, seemed like going through large enough towns, large enough interstate cities. You would think I would be able to find what I'm looking for right here, but I couldn't quite get dialed in because it's as though the more distance you have from the source, the weaker the signal is going to be. So if I am distant spiritually, if I am not close to God, then the signal is going to be weak. If I want to hear His voice clearly, I have to get as close to Him as I possibly can. And here's the other truth about getting tuned in. When you get tuned in, when you get dialed in, you understand today that you're joining a program that is already in progress. You know, the radio doesn't start when you turn it on. It's not as though there are DJs and talk show hosts and news commentary. There's not just people sitting waiting, and as soon as you turn on the radio, they say, oh, she turned it on. Okay, this is what we want you to know today. No, you're joining a program that's already in progress. This spiritual program is already in progress. We may have new people joining us online today, and you're like, all right, I got to figure out what this church, this church has a program. This church has a life to it. I'm trying to catch their lingo. I'm trying to understand what it is that He is talking about. Maybe this is your first Sunday to experience this frequency series, and you're trying to get tuned in to the subject matter and the series matter, what it is that we are teaching and talking about today. That's why I want to get tuned in early in 2021 so that I'm not March or April or May or summertime or August saying, now, wait a minute, I got to see if I can have a spirit-filled year and a spiritually successful year, so I'm going to try to get tuned in. I want to get tuned in early so that I can experience everything that God has for us in 2021. So today, I want to talk to you about the frequency of fire, and I'm going to spend my time today around five verses of Scripture, one story in the Old Testament that I believe examples this and lays this out for us. Exodus chapter 3 today, if you have your Bible and want to follow along, or maybe you have a digital Bible that you're using, or if you want to just keep up with me on the screen today. We're going to spend our time today in these five verses, and I'm going to break them down and just work our way through them for the next few moments. I'm not going to teach long today, but Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1, the Bible said, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. understanding why Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, is important. Moses was an absolute miracle. If you remember the beginning of Moses' life, Pharaoh had ordered that all male children being born, that they would be extinguished, they would be killed. And he was trying to keep a successor or anyone being born that would overtake his throne. So he gets this vendetta against all newborn male children, and they're being slaughtered by the thousands. But Moses was God's man and God's gift, and so his mother hid him in that Nile place and made a basket out of the bulrushes. I'm just walking you through some old Sunday school lessons. And while Pharaoh's daughter was in the pool bathing, she just kind of nudged Moses into that Nile area so that the current would take him right into the pool where she was. And it happened just as you might imagine. As soon as she laid eyes on Moses, of course, she took him as her own. And he wasn't killed like the other little boys. He was, in fact, raised in Pharaoh's house. And of all things, if that miracle wasn't enough, when she walked out to the crowd to select a nanny for Moses, to select a nursemaid for Moses, she calls Moses' mother to come be the nursemaid. She didn't know that was his mother, but that's how God works. It's a fascinating story, don't you agree? Moses' life was a miracle. He was raised in Pharaoh's house. He was educated by the very best teachers. He was raised in the finest of everything. He was literally built for success, if I can say it that way. And he was told every single day, of course, being raised in Pharaoh's house, he's got an example of evil, an example of very worldly ways. He's certainly cultured in the ways of the world that were not of God. But every single day, his mother is reminding him, because she's the one feeding him, she's the one raising him as the nanny. She's reminding him every day that his purpose was the people of God. His purpose. That's why you're alive. That's why God spared your life, Moses. And so he's growing up now. He's in his teenage years, maybe his young adult, early 20s. But Moses sees a Hebrew man being beaten in the street. And Moses steps out and goes and kills the soldier that is beating his Hebrew brother. Moses knows that his purpose is the Hebrew people. He knows that his destiny is the people of God, and they are being enslaved, and they are being treated unjustly. They are being done wrong every single day. Pharaoh has removed the straw from the easy place, and they're trying to make bricks, but he's making it even harder for them to make the bricks to build his palaces. And Moses sees one of his brothers out being treated unjustly, and so he runs out and he just takes matters in his own hands. He slays the soldier, and now Moses is on the run. Moses has stepped out of God's timing. It's not that what Moses did was wrong per se. It's not as though Moses acting out of his passion was wrong. He was doing a right thing. He was protecting someone that he loved. That was his passion, but it was not in the timing of God. God had a plan, and Moses stepped out of the timing of that plan, and so now he is on the run, and he's tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. And the Bible said that he led the flock to the back of the desert. And he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Because what do you do when you feel like you've messed up? What do you do when you feel like you've made a mistake? Where do you go? Moses literally went from the front row of Pharaoh's courts to the back row of feeling like his life is over, and one decision and one choice has completely thwarted the will of God in his life. He's having thoughts like, you know what, it's all over for me. I prepared my whole life and I lost all of that preparation with one decision. Let me ask you today, what do you do when you feel like you've messed up? What do you do when you feel like you've made a mistake? What do you do when you feel like a choice has you in trouble, or a decision has you in a desert place? I don't know what you may be feeling today. I don't know what brought you to your desert. I don't know what may have pushed you out to the backside of nowhere, but I want to tell you that there is hope today. There is absolutely hope for your life. Verse number 2, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Moses is out on the backside of the desert. He's tending his father-in-law's sheep. He's living life all alone, if you will. But the Bible said in verse 2 that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. He's on the backside of a desert. I'm painstakingly taking my time to build this picture today, because Moses is all alone, but there is a bush that is burning, but it's not being consumed. I don't know how common it was for Moses to see a fire. I imagine you see some wild things when you're living on the backside of the desert. But Moses knows this is not normal. This bush is on fire, but it is not being consumed. It's not being consumed. Something is going on. First of all, I want you to recognize today from this second verse of Exodus chapter 3 that God knows exactly where you are. Doesn't matter how far you've run. It doesn't matter how good you believe you have hidden, and you think that God cannot find you, or that people do not know where you are. I've come to tell you that God knows exactly where you are. Watching online this 31st day of January 2021, God knows exactly where you are. You may have stopped answering your phone. You may have ignored every text message you've received. Maybe emails are just being deleted without being read. But hear me, God knows exactly where you are. And I want you to understand that in 2021, He is coming for you. You don't have to be afraid about that. You don't have to be nervous over that. But I'm so thankful for a God that will pursue us and keep coming after us and will not give up on us, because the truth is, I need to be found. I need God to do the miraculous in my life. Here's what else I love. I love that God showed up in a flame of fire. Because when you've been living in a far place, you need an unmistakable sign. When you've been living in a spiritually destitute or a really lonely place, you need an unmistakable sign, because you've had those things happen in your life that are kind of somewhat explainable. I mean, now they're supposedly unleashing all of the documents about UFOs and things like that. I can't even bring myself to read it. I don't even know what it is that they are discovering. If I've got a cousin somewhere on Mars, somebody please let me know if you find out before I do. But I mean, sometimes you can see signs, or you can find something happening in your life and you say, well, that's just a coincidence. Sometimes things can happen and we'll just explain it away. That's just one of those weird things about life. And we do not even recognize that God is in it. But when God shows up in a flame of fire, a bush that is burning but is not consumed, when you've been living in that far place, you need that unmistakable sign that says, I can't just walk past that and not consider it. I can't just hear that and it not arrest my attention and cause me to have a sit down right here and just think about this for a moment. What kind of things is God doing in your life? What has he already been up to in the first 31 days of 2021? What kind of signs have been happening in your life that God is trying to get your attention, that God has been tapping you on the shoulder, that God has been whispering in your ear? I just felt my help walk into this room. What is it that God has been speaking in your life that we've just been shrugging it off? We've just been saying, well, that's explainable. That isn't anything. But it's the Lord saying, hey, I'm coming to where you are. And let me tell you something else about the Lord. He doesn't like to be ignored. When he's trying to get your attention, he likes for there to be a response. He's like your mama that has to call you 3 times. And she says, if I have to say your name 1 more time, it's amazing how fast you can move. Amazing how fast you can get from wherever you are to wherever she is, because you know she wants a response from you. But something tells me that Moses, he needed to sit down for a moment. He's been living alone for so long that he's talked himself into crazy. I'm just out here. I mean, I've been talking to sheep. I've been talking to rocks. I've been talking to birds that fly over my head. I've lived alone so long. I've talked myself into thinking that I am completely crazy. And I understand, Moses, you are looking at a bush that is on fire but is not consumed. Here's the thing, God has not even spoken to him yet. He's not even heard the voice of God yet. He's just seeing a sign. It is the frequency of fire. It's the fire that is getting his attention. It's what we've been feeling around here. That's what we felt last Sunday. What a beautiful and awesome anointing service we had here last Sunday. We had people getting anointed online, dozens and dozens and dozens of people in the room that were anointing at our self-serve station, people filling up these aisleways waiting to be blessed and prayed for 2021. We've been feeling the fire and experiencing the move of God. I'm just wondering, does God have my attention yet? Am I tuned in and aware that, hey, the Lord is trying to speak to me, and the Lord is trying to order my steps, and the Lord is trying to direct my path? But look at verse number 3. Then Moses said, so far he's been looking at a bush that is burning but is not consumed. But then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn. I'm going to turn aside and I'm going to look at this further. I'm going to pay better attention to this burning bush. The fire is first. The bush burning is just the beginning. God absolutely has my attention. But now I'm going to turn aside and see, because I don't want to just walk past the burning bush and feel its heat or feel the good that's coming out of that. I'm sure that burning bush would be wonderful in the cool desert evening. I know it's very warm during the day, but it gets very cool in the desert at night. And Moses may be saying, you know what, I wasn't quite ready to set up camp yet, but I think I'll set up camp here, because that's going to be a wonderful place to cook my food. That's going to be a wonderful place to just be warm all through the night. That's going to be fantastic protection from the prey and the enemy. They're going to stay away from this fire. But Moses said, you know what, I know there is something more happening, so I'm going to turn aside so that I can see it, because I don't want to just feel his presence. I want to hear his voice, because the fire of God should bring us closer to God than we've ever been before. And the reality is 2021 needs fire. We need fire. We need fire in this church. You need fire in your home. You need fire on your job. We need fire in our school. We need the fire of God. I got one person clapping an amen. We need fire. We don't need business as usual. We don't need church as usual. We don't need parenting as usual, pastoring as usual, praying. We need the fire of God. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn brighter and hotter than we've ever felt it. We need the fire of God in 2021. I will turn aside. I'm going to turn and look at what's happening. I'm going to invest myself in this. I'm going to take a closer look at this. I'm not going to miss this moment. Not going to miss this experience. So verse 4 said that when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look. See, there's kind of been this test. There's kind of been this give and take so far. He sets a bush on fire, but the bush is not being consumed. And Moses is just leading the flock of his father-in-law past. And he sees this, and this is unusual, and this is curious, and this is interesting. But now, hey, sheep, hey, call out to your whistle, whatever it is I got to do. You'll stop. We're not going to move any further. I need to invest myself in this experience just a little more. I need to put my life on pause. I need to put some things that I thought were really important to me on pause. I need to put some things on hold so that I can experience the fire of God. I don't think you're hearing me yet, because some of us are running headlong and as fast as we can into anything but the spiritual, into anything but the on-purpose destiny of God in our life. We're chasing this and chasing that, and meanwhile, we're passing one sign after another, one spiritual experience after another, one burning bush after another, all chasing another dollar, all chasing a promotion, all chasing a new house, all chasing something better and better and better. And meanwhile, we are walking past the very thing that God wants us to experience the most. It's the frequency of fire. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, because yes, in fact, God will gauge your response. He will test you to see if you're really hungry for breakthrough in your life. How many signs do we walk past each day? How many Sundays do we treat as common? We just teaching and talking. I'm just getting us ready for what God wants to do in 2021. How many Sundays do we just, I can take it or leave it today. You know, it's raining. There's next Sunday. No. I want to experience every Sunday, everything that God has. I want to be involved and engaged in everything that God is doing. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside and looked, when the Lord saw that he put everything else on pause, he put everything else on hold to say, hey, I want to find out more about why this bush is burning but is not being consumed. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses responded, here I am. He hasn't heard a voice. He's walked around this bush and inspected it and looked at it and tried to figure it out and tried to understand it. I've been educated in Pharaoh's house. I've never seen anything like this. I don't know what in the world is going on. But hear me. If you follow Moses' life for a little while, he going to carry a staff that's going to turn into a serpent and eat all of the other serpents that Pharaoh mysteriously and magically produced. He's going to see many, many supernatural. This is the first supernatural thing that he is witnessing and experiencing for himself. And the way that he handles the first experience is going to inform and give him faith for the way he's going to handle his next experience. Man, I'm teaching today. I want you to hear the word of the Lord today. Moses is looking at this, and out of this bush comes this voice. Moses, Moses, I'm feeling forgotten. I'm feeling as though I've messed up God's plan for my life. I'm feeling as though I had one really good shot, but I missed the whole rim, backboard, and everything. I'm feeling as though my life is a complete failure. But in the midst of all of my failure self-talk, in the midst of all of my self-pity, here comes the glory of the Lord. Here comes the power of the Lord. Here comes the voice of the Lord. Listen, right in the midst of your mess, right in the midst of your brokenness, right in the midst of your pain, right in the midst of your failure, God will speak. Come on, Charlie. Come on, Donnie. Come on, Barry. Come on, Joe. Come on. Come on. I'm calling you right in the midst of your mess. Is anybody thankful that God knows your name? He knows your name. Moses. Moses. And Moses responds with the only right and proper response there is. Here I am. That's all I got. That's all I can say when God calls. Listen to me. When God calls, it's not time to argue. When God speaks, it's not time to fuss. When God speaks, it's not time to negotiate. When God speaks, it's time to humble yourself and say, here I am. Lord, I don't know what you're up to, but I'm so glad you're up to something. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm so glad you're doing something in my life, and I'm not about to mess it up by arguing with you or fussing or rehashing or reliving the past. Apparently, everything started fresh for me today. Apparently, I woke up this morning with brand new mercy in my life, and God is not holding my past against me, so I'm not going to live in 2020 either. I'm just going to get up and put my pants on and button up my shirt and brush my teeth and say, Lord, where are we going from here? Because here I am. I'm ready for 2021 to be blessed. I'm ready for 2021 to be favored. I'm ready for 2021 to be anointed. I'm ready for 2021 to be revival and power and healing in my life. Is anybody else in this house ready? I told y'all I gotta preach in 2021. I've been playing too much. I feel God in this house. Maybe he's been calling. Maybe 2020 was a call in your life. Maybe 2020 was the consistent, constant tapping of God's finger on your shoulder. Hey, 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 come on, hey, come away, come apart. Get close to me, get near to me, come. But here we are with a bush that's burning. What will be our response? And then, verse 5, then the Lord said to him, do not draw near this place. Moses is running after this bush, and the Lord said, wait, wait, don't just run up on me. Don't just run to this altar until you understand what it cost. God, have mercy. Don't just sign up to serve until you know what it means. Moses, do not draw near this place. In fact, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I'm going to tell you, I wrestled with this verse for a long time. I didn't quite understand. It didn't make complete sense to me. Moses is a man tending a flock of sheep. He's in a desert place. And the Lord is saying, what I want you to do is find a place to sit down and take your sandals off. Because the ground that you are on is holy ground. We don't see this anywhere else in the scripture. We don't see this requirement. We don't see this request. We don't see this call anywhere else in the scripture. But then I started to think about it, and I had to realize that the closer you get to God, the more he's going to ask of you. I'm probably going to sound like I'm preaching in a foreign language for the next few moments, because we don't even know what commitment sounds like anymore. But the closer I get to God, the more flesh being cut away he requires. Are you hearing me? But why shoes? It's odd. I get it. It's weird. But I had to think about my own life. I just recently, I've reached full old man status. I've started wearing house shoes around the house. Man, they're awesome. They're awesome. I don't know what I've been waiting on all these years. I see some of y'all and you're real comfortable. I'm still trying to wear these stylish shoes that'll hurt your feet every now and then. I can't quite get over into that Velcro yet. I'm gonna wait as long as I can, but man, I've fully embraced house shoes. You know why? Because I've learned when you're barefoot, you step more carefully. Moses, I want you to take off your shoes. Because when you get up near the holiness of God, I need you to be careful where you are stepping. I need you to be careful. When you're barefoot walking through your house, it's like a war zone. If you got kids that play with Legos or just random stuff is out there, you step on that in the middle of the night, man, you'll go to hollering. So you're careful when you're barefoot. You walk carefully. You act much more carefully. So the Lord said, I need careful Moses. I need Moses who pays attention to what he posts on social media. I need Moses who is willing to take careful steps, because I don't want you doing anything that's going to mess up the move of God in your life. You know what we need in 2021? We need a bunch of barefoot people that are willing to step carefully, because we don't want to interrupt or disturb or mess up the move of God. I'm not about to throw all of this away with a reckless post on social media. I'm not about to throw this away with some ill-timed conversation in the community. No, I'm in the presence of the Lord, and I don't want his glory going anywhere, so I'm going to take my shoes off and make sure that I live in a careful place. Thought about having everybody take your shoes off today, but I didn't properly prepare you for that. Everybody take a bath before you come to church this Sunday. Don't come close, Moses. Take your sandals off your feet, because the place where you stand is holy ground. Do not come closer unless you're willing to do it my way, God is saying. Because what you're experiencing is holy. And what keeps it holy is true commitment. What keeps the presence of God, it's commitment. I need you to hear me today. Because the presence of God has not been in and on this church just because we have a sign out on the road that identifies us as a church. The presence of God has not been in and on this house simply because we have our chairs arranged in a fan-shaped manner, or because we have people that know how to sing alto or soprano, or ushers that know how to ush. The reason the presence of God is here is because there is commitment. There is continual sacrifice on the altar. Someone in this room is constantly and consistently saying yes, 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 yes. I don't want to lose that. I don't want that to go anywhere. In fact, I want that to get stronger than it ever has been before. I want it to be more than it ever has been before. I was praying this year, preparing, getting ready for what I know God wants to do. God, we want revival. I don't even know what some of that looks like in 2021, with all the challenges, with all of the restrictions, with all of the, but Lord, we gotta have revival. And I heard the Lord as clear as day speak out of that burning bush. Then you know what to do. If you want it, then you know what it takes. You know the sacrifice it requires. You know the commitment. You know the careful stepping. Got to live barefoot. Because I don't want to miss what God has for me. 5 Sundays in frequency, talking about finding, getting dialed in, getting tuned in, hearing the voice of God. But let me wrap up all 5 weeks in 3 simple points. We think God speaks to them, but not me. That's what we think. God speaks to everyone else, but he does not speak to me. We always think that someone else hears better than we do. Whether it's Samuel living as close to Eli as he can, that we talked about last week, because he trusts that Eli hears the voice of God, and he does. But Samuel doesn't realize that he can hear him as well. Go lay down a 4th time, Samuel, and whatever you do, son, if you hear your name called again, answer just like Moses answered, "Here I am." He wants to speak to you. January 2021 is teaching you that God will speak to you. Here's the next point. I need to value his voice above all. I'm acknowledging that there are other voices. Hello. We're in the world. We're just asked not to be of it. You can't be in the world and not hear the other voices. The conscious decision that I have to make at the beginning of 2021 is that I'm not going to allow the other voices to become louder than God's voice in my life. I'm not going to allow what everyone else wants for my life to become more valuable than what he wants for my life. Don't get caught up in audible or still small knowing voice inside. The truth is, every verse in the Bible speaks his voice. You say, "Pastor Darrell, I haven't heard the voice of God," but have you read the voice of God? Don't chase a voice. You've got his word. Get into his word, and those other things will come. Here's the third thing, and I'm finished right here. God speaks to them and not me. That's a misconception. I need to value his voice above all. Let me wrap up this series with one final point. Whatever he says to do, do it. If I want to have a successful 2021, whatever God says for me to do, I will do it. We've talked about it. Why is it a whisper? See, we want God to turn his voice up, and he wants us to turn down our voice. lives. What I've learned is that obedience, it's the love language of God. Me doing what he asked me to do, that is how he responds best. Father, I pray today for people in this room. Somebody may be saying, I've never heard the voice of God. But in this word today, I believe we're hearing your voice. You're speaking to us. You're calling us. You're drawing us. I'm not missing this. I'm not waiting to find out what the next series is going to be about or what a month from now is going to be speaking. No, there's a bush on fire and I'm turning to look, to experience, to see what it is that God is saying in my life. I don't know where you are, sir, ma'am, on this stage, in our lobby, walking this parking lot. But God is calling. God is calling you online today. God is calling. I'm not going to miss this moment we say yeah. You're the only one seeing, feeling, and experiencing the burning in your life. This is as individual a moment as you'll ever find. Everyone has to answer the call of God for their life. Everyone. Online, in this room, everyone has to decide if they have a yes in them. I'm sure there are people with us today, online, in this room, that it's time to say yes to Jesus. It's time to say yes to his forgiveness and his grace. It's time to say, Lord, I've got to start where I've got to start. I've got to make a decision to follow you. I've got to say yes to you. If that's you today, I want to pray with you. I want to lead you in prayer today that will secure God's grace in your life. If you're in this room and you need that, every head bowed, every eye closed, right there at home, tuned in, just say, Jesus, my yes is for you today. I'm not living one more day doing it my way. I want to follow you. I hear your call. So today, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to change my life. I say no to sin. I say no to addiction. I say no to the many things that try to win my attention. Today, I set my heart on you, and I say yes. And I believe today you have forgiven me. You have allowed me to make this fresh start, and I will not waste it. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Come on, can we give the Lord a hand clap today? We say yes.